Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet, died last Monday at home. Memorial services will be held at 3 this afternoon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from 1 until the time of service at 3. Mike Anderson is survived by his mother, Sherry Anderson of rural Muscadet, two sisters, Brenda and Dan Cup of Richland Center, and Amy and Brian Schaff of Oklahoma. Nieces and nephews, great nieces, great nephews, aunts and uncles, and special friend Stephen Kovars. Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83, died last Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne Frelick is survived by his sister Meredith, brother Bill, and his nieces and nephews, also his care providers, Ed, Colleen, and Leah Eulenhaek. Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Montgomery is survived by three children, Ada Lenzendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien, four step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna Nicholson is survived by her husband, Junior, her children, Lori and David Burkhalter of Lake Delton, Randy Parker of Ithaca, and Sherry and Kevin Hauser of Baraboo. Four grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a sister, Marianne and Norman Parker, a brother, Dick and Dolly Piasecki, sisters-in-law, Patricia and Butch Rolfe, and Karen Hankey, brother-in-law, Jerry and Lisa Nicholson, and many nieces and nephews. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Lyle Holloway is survived by his wife Jan, three sisters, Elaine, Ruth and Steve Shaw, and Barbara, a brother, Paul Holloway, brothers and sisters-in-law, Larry Kretschy, Bobby Fry, David and Mary Fry, Lisa McGlynn, John and Kim Fry, and Chris Fry, father-in-law Robert Fry, along with many other relatives and friends. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia.